Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mint Wave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
So welcome to the show. Today's episode is number 200, and today is my first solo episode. I'm going to be talking about the five P's for podcast success. Now, this is also a big thank you to all the listeners. And if you want a shout out on next week's show, send a WhatsApp text to +44 7394 863 587. That is +44 for the UK, then 7394 863 587 to get a shout out on next week's program. So this show is really for anybody who is a business owner and wants to use podcasting as a way, well, as a fun way to drive sales into your coaching or consulting business. Now, I was inspired last year to take over the Mint Wave radio station and to create the Raising Vibrations podcast network on Podbean so that I could provide a platform for other coaches to get their message heard to those who need to hear it. Because as a podcaster myself, I understood what it took to design, create, launch, and grow a podcast. And after interviewing a variety of coaches from the conventional to the more woo-woo, and I found that many were struggling to get leads and actual clients, even though they were really passionate about what they did, highly skilled, highly qualified. And so I wanted to help them with this. But although we were providing the platform, many weren't getting the results that they desired from launching a podcast because they had no real strategy on how to get an ROI for their efforts. So I realized that something needed to be done because I wanted them to have the same kind of success that we were having. Now, I know that you can use your podcast as the vehicle to attract and even sometimes create your ideal client to bring them into your world and then turn the listeners into leads and then into paying clients on autopilot. You know, this gives you a way to live life on your terms instead of being a slave to your calendar, which I was, running discovery calls with people who may not be a good fit for your business. Instead, use your podcast to educate and inspire people to take action. Because what I found was attraction marketing methods using social media are exhausting. Constantly being on social media, dealing with notifications, following up with people, sliding into DMs, being in feast or famine mode, which is no fun, with no certainty as to where your next client will come from. So if you feel the same way, then I've actually got some really good news for you because it doesn't have to be like that. So if you're currently running your business using those strategies, then you may have found that running discovery calls with people who you don't know, the issue is that many are coming into the call in a state of fear. And what I mean by that is they don't want to be sold to. They certainly don't want to be ripped off, and they're not sure if you have the solution to their problem. So they may be feeling a little anxious, and no one will buy when they are in that feeling state. You know, they're only going to buy your program, your course, your services when they are certain that you have the solution to their problem. Even if you're a highly skilled salesperson, you know, there's not enough time to move people from a state of fear to a feeling of certainty that you have the solution in a short call. What your podcast can do, however, and it's on autopilot, is to move a person to a place of neutrality first. They're in a safe space. They're in the comfort of their own home or their car or the gym, listening to you. And you're not trying to sell them anything. Instead, each episode builds on the know, like, and trust. And in each episode, you have the opportunity to showcase the transformation that working with you offers someone, that will offer the listener. And you get to demonstrate how you can help, which will start to shift the belief in the listener. And it gives them a new identity, shifts the paradigm in the listener. So throughout your episode, the listener may overcome any of the internal limiting beliefs that they may be feeling and any external beliefs, then offering a safe next step on their journey. So podcasting is fun. I've loved this journey. I've had the most amazing conversations and had the opportunity to meet incredible people who are doing fantastic things within their community, helping people in different ways with different tools. So now we've put the systems in place. We've put in the work to grow our audience, build influence within that audience. Yeah, now I can finally get paid simply for showing up. And you can do the same too. So what we've done is we've created a very simple process that can take anybody, even if they don't have a large audience, to literally get set up overnight with our implementation days. What we found is that information alone doesn't get you to your goals. It's about the speed of the implementation of the information to make it work for you, no matter who your audience is. Think about it. You don't have any control over social media or their algorithms. You know, you could post a cat video one day and get 1,000 likes, and then the next day, crickets, because you've posted about your business. You know, we're scrolling. We're all scrolling on social media. We may get attention. We may get likes, but we need to hold the attention if we want to shift beliefs and inspire people to create real change in their lives. Now, the simple formula that I learned from my own coach, Evans Putman, and his podcast Profit School, this is a way to pull listeners into your world and exchange for something of value to them so that when you create your podcast, that is in alignment with your vision, with your purpose, and is in alignment with your signature online program. Then it's crystal clear to the listener what it is you do and what you have to offer. It's organic. There's an organic flow. It's authentic. Each episode builds on the next one. And the listeners are now not in a state of fear because you're not selling. They're now in a neutral state. And then by giving them something that's in alignment with your program, you can continue to teach while subtly moving them from a neutral state to a place of certainty because you've demonstrated your ability to help them get XYZ result. And you can use this same formula that we teach when mapping out your shows that you use for your educational funnel that the listeners are going to come into. And then the same formula for your one-on-one calls. That may be the next step, or even to run live virtual events using the same formula again, but more of a deep dive to sell one to many. Now, the difference with using this system is that when people finally get on a call with you, or they spend 4 hours in a virtual event with you, they are more ready to buy. Because no one buys the first time that they've been put in front of your offer. This is perfectly normal. So your podcast is a way to get in front of your potential clients again and again and again. Repetition is key. Without resistance, without fear, this is a gentle, gentle approach that runs on autopilot. You know, it's evergreen, by the way. This whole system, I call it the five P's for podcast success. And the first P stands for the pre-frame. This is your intro. If this is in your podcast, you know, at the beginning, if you have a guest, well, who's coming up? What are you going to be talking about today? Yeah, that you're pre-framing what's coming on that particular episode. Now, the second P stands for promise. What is the big promise that you are offering that's in alignment with your signature online program? So for me, my big promise is to give people back their time whilst increasing their income and having fun at the same time, a life where they can simply turn up to record their show and then turn up on calls with people who are ready to buy, or to have, as my coach puts it, cash infusion days every single month by running live virtual events where they get to turn up as their authentic selves, just like they do in their podcast, and serve, which then gives them the opportunity to sell one to many without being salesy or pushy. So what is the transformation that you offer your listeners? Now, the third P stands for the process. Throughout your episode, you have the opportunity to showcase how you will help your clients get XYZ results. So what is your process? You see, our one is pretty simple, actually. We run implementation days to design your podcast and to put in the infrastructure to have everything running on autopilot. Even if you don't like tech, yeah, we use an automated sales and marketing system, a CRM, which manages everything. And what we do is we build everything out for you, so that on the implementation day, it's simply fill in the blank. Because we've learned that many people don't take action due to overwhelm. There are so many moving parts and they don't know where to start. We've simply removed that obstacle. As I say, it's simple. It's there you go. Let's build it out together in one day. So what's your process? How do you help your clients get results? Now, the fourth P is paradigm shift. Now, in this part, on your podcast episode, you can cover what holds people back. What are some of the internal limiting beliefs that someone might need to overcome before they actually start working with you? You know, for me, when I started, it was more, well, who am I? Who would listen to me? Why would anyone listen to me? I'm not worthy. And even when I took over the radio station, I was like, well, why would anyone want to join me when they can go to Anchor FM or go to Apple and just launch their podcast? Now, what happened with us is we've experienced how some people feel when they start a podcast, when there's no clear strategy or guidance. You know, many don't continue past 10 episodes. So why is that? They don't get an ROI, or if they don't have clear guidance, it becomes just extra work. And then they just, well, they simply give up. But in my personal opinion and experience, you know, 80% is committing to showing up. You know, it took us a long time to get our first 5K downloads. From there, it seemed to be a tipping point and we just grew exponentially month in, month out. And now, yes, I'm very grateful to be sitting here in the top 1.5% of podcasts globally. So, just keep going. As Bob Proctor once put, I think, Matthew said this. Just do the thing and you will get the energy to do the thing. But it just takes a decision to start. So in this part of your podcast, you can talk about how to overcome these feelings. And what we do to help our clients overcome these feelings is that, well, I offer to co-host their first podcast using our formula. And again, it's because information alone may not get you to take action. Whereas when you experience it, it's just a lot easier. So how would you feel if we recorded your first podcast together? Would you feel more confident then? Do you think that it would make it easier for you to do the next one and so on? So for those of you who are thinking, well, yeah, but I couldn't run a virtual event. Really? You know, we're not talking about preparing a four-hour presentation. I don't use any slides. It's not a webinar. We simply show up on Zoom for the people in the room. You know, we're not looking for hundreds of people. This is a small group on Zoom where you get to show up authentically again, just like in your podcast, and it's more conversational. It's more interactive. You probably wouldn't want more than 30 people in the room because you get to show up and serve those who are there. What we offer our clients is an opportunity to come and join us on our live events as a VIP. Now, again, it's all about the experience. You can get all the information you need from a book or from a video or scrolling through YouTube videos. But when you get to experience one of these virtual events a few times, do you think that that would help remove some of those internal limiting beliefs of, I can't do that? Then think about, well, for you, how would you help your clients or the listeners overcome some of those internal limiting beliefs of, I'm not worthy or I can't do that? Can you see how your podcast can slowly start to shift the belief in the listener? Can you see how each episode, if you use this formula, could subtly move people from neutral to having more confidence and certainty that you have the solution to their problem? And then, of course, they're ready to buy if you have the right offer and there's no rejection. You know, if it's not a good fit, they simply stop listening. But for the right person, it will bring them into your world. Now, the final P is for proceed. So what is the next logical step for the listener? Now, instead of taking them to find you on Facebook, on Insta, LinkedIn, join your Facebook group, because what gets measured gets managed, right? If you give them a simple, clear call to action and give them a reason to take that action, can you see how you would get a better result? When you use this formula for your educational funnel, to then, well, for that, what would be the next logical step after that? Well, it could either be to register for your next virtual event for a deeper dive or to bring them onto a call where really you'll go through the process one-on-one. So can you see how this process can help you create your episodes, create your educational funnel, even create your virtual event? So with your podcasts, whether they're solo or interview, you know, each solo episode could simply focus on one particular pain point. And then how to move them, turn the listener into a lead, and then the lead into a client if it's a right fit. Now, you might be thinking, well, I can see how that would work, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of work and I don't know if I can do this or I don't have the time. Look, we use software. We create everything for you. In fact, we're an agency for Go High Level, which is a fully automated sales and marketing system where we will create your website, your funnels, your educational opt-in, your virtual event funnel, your online calendar, set up your social media planner to connect with Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok. We will create your podcast website channel, all in alignment. We give you the premium version of Podbean, which allows you to monetize your podcast once you've grown your listener base so that you can simply make money from showing up. As a bonus, we give you a weekly slot on our radio station, Mintwave. It's the same content as your podcast, so there's no extra work for you. We set up all the confirmation emails, the follow-up sequences, the sales pages for your services, even your membership site, ready to host your signature online program. You don't have to do it by yourself. So our implementation days are really to take you through the process and get everything up and running in one single day. We will build out all the email sequences together. It doesn't have to be that time consuming. Look, we've got AI at our fingertips. You can use ChatGPT so that when you add your domain name, it will be a fully functioning website ready to launch. And as I said earlier, I will even co-host your first episode. I will actually edit it, create show notes for it, blog posts for it, social media posts, short form videos, so that you're ready to promote it because you can insert it into your social media planner in your back office so that it's a simple set and forget. It's all about the speed of implementation. So imagine waking up the day after you launch your podcast, ready with the leads that you can start to move them to a feeling place of certainty so that they then buy your services, so that you can focus on just increasing your download numbers and turning your podcast into a sales machine. You'll have access to your own podcast channel. You'll be able to upload that first episode so that you can submit it to all the other podcast channels. So on this day, on the implementation day, it will simply be open your computer, I share my screen, and we go through each section bit by bit. You're simply going in, it's going to follow me, you're going to edit, change the color schemes, add images. It really doesn't get any easier than that. This is going to save you time to spend on simply creating more episodes. Now, you might be thinking, how much is this all going to cost? Well, actually, it's a really low investment. The actual system itself, the CRM, is £80 a month, and we're even going to give you your first month for free. Now, normally, if you sign up with Go High Level yourself, you have to build everything out from scratch. And for those who aren't particularly tech savvy, this can take a long time. Even if you are tech savvy, it's going to take you a long time. So by joining us, we will build everything out for you. And on the day, it's just go in, add your images, your details, connect your Stripe account, connect your social media platforms. Everything will be done for you and then on the day with you. And then for the day, there is a simple one-off low investment for the day as we implement everything together. There are no contracts. You can cancel at any time. So if you feel that you would like us to continue maybe doing the post-production work for you, then yeah, we can take that on. Then we can take over that part as well. Or you can continue to do it yourself. Now you know what needs to be done. So that when you're ready to launch your own virtual event, even if you want me to, I can co-host your first one for you for a fee. But it's entirely up to you. So on the day, we're going to map out your first 3 months worth of shows. Now, we recommend that you batch record them, which is going to give you less stress. It's going to free up even more time. And then once you've actually launched, You can even use it to promote your podcast. And then once you've got maybe 3 months under your belt, we can even help you increase your downloads so that you get to monetization really, really quickly when you're ready. If you're ready to launch your own podcast, then there is a button below. You can just simply go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/implementation-day. Now, you will need to book a call first with me to go through the strategy to make sure it's a good fit. And we'll need to book the recording of your first show. I hope that makes sense to you. Within your podcast, the final P is, what would be the next logical step for the listener to move them forward? Next week, I will have a guest on and we are going to be talking a little bit woo-woo. We're going to be talking about frequency and healing. So tune in next week for that. And if you want a shout out next week, then just send me a WhatsApp message +44 7394 863 587. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.